we have to have a good week of practice and get ready for them because, I mean, they're playing really well.
When you look at what they did to Chad Pennington, does that mean anything to you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, we need to limit the number of turnovers, limit the number of mistakes. You know, they forced Chad into a lot of them, and it had a big impact on the game. So, you know, we're trying to learn from it and not make the same mistakes they did.
What's facing their defense like?
It's a challenge. There's no question. They're very good defense. Schematically, they don't give you a lot. Third downs are a lot of exotic blitzes and things like that. So you always have to be on your toes because they're very sound in what they do.
Do you benefit in your preparation having played them already? I mean, things are obviously different now, but what allows you to maybe take a different road in your preparation if you do?
Well, the fact that we prepared for one time already this year, I mean, helps. I mean, with a familiarity standpoint of it, and you know, they really haven't changed a whole lot. They're probably playing better now than they were then, and they really don't change what they do. I mean, they do what they do, and they do it real well.
You were pretty funny after that game in Baltimore. You said you were kind of boneheaded in the first half, kind of thing. But what do you want to do differently this time?
Obviously, didn't get off to a great start last time we played him, but, that's part of it. And our goal this week is just to limit the number of mistakes and turnovers.
And have you watched that Super Bowl? I mean, how much do you remember them facing them all those years ago?
It's been a long time since I watched that game. 8 years is a pretty long time in this league.
If Kevin can't go on Saturday, are there things that you can do to help Leroy with the calls and the checks and things like that as the quarterback?
We'll get the communication down. I mean, I don't think it'll be a problem. Leroy's a smart guy. Munch and the rest of the guys up there will have him ready to go. So, I expect if Kevin can't go that Leroy will be going to step in and do a good job.
How much do those guys talk when they get around you? How much do they talk to you, try to get in your head, the Ravens, whether it's Ray Lewis or any of those guys?
They didn't much last time.
Ed Reed, watching Pennington, what can you learn from what he did, maybe what not to do?
He's the kind of guy that pattern reads very well. If you just come out and stare somewhere, he's gonna take off and try and get in the play and disrupt it, even though not his responsibility. So he's the kind of guy that you always just kind of know where he is.
Kerry, Bo down the stretch didn't get as many catches. Was that a matter of people starting to adjust for things and prompting you to go elsewhere? Or?
I don't know. I haven't noticed that teams have done anything in particular to take Bo away. It might just be a function of, the way the season goes sometimes. There's ebbs and flows, and he's always a big part of our game plan.